Well, first of all, it was a lawyer, right, that asked the question of Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? That's the question. And I love Jesus' answer, you know, that it's not simply say a prayer, which of course it all starts by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone. But he goes on to flesh that out, that says that, hey, true faith is going to be demonstrated by what you do and how you live. And I think the opportunity that's shown there of somebody who was despised, like the Samaritan, in that day, the Samaritans, really, they would have had most of the jokes. They were, can we call down fire upon these Samaritans? We have to walk around Samaria. And unfortunately, honestly, lawyers get that kind of bad rap today. But here's an opportunity for a lawyer Samaritan to turn that whole image upside down, just like Jesus used it. And we can be the person who stops and provides those legal services while caring for the person, showing compassion, showing mercy, demonstrating grace, the grace that's been shown to us, we can show to others. And I think that people don't expect that. I mean, the average person, that's the last thing in the world they think of a lawyer, that you'll stop and pray with them or care about them. And so it is the power of the Samaritan entering into those dark places to see people restored. A wonderful woman I had the privilege of helping named Mary. She's 80 years old. And because she had a common name, she had a common last name also, which I won't say on air, but she had this very, very common name. And so she was sued for a debt. And, of course, she's 80. She's terrified. She gets the summons, served by a sheriff. You can just imagine if you're 80. And she thought, what did I do? What did I do wrong? And she thinks that she owes this debt, when in reality it was what they call a zombie debt collector, guys who buy debts, pennies on the dollar, and they just look for anybody that has this name to see if it's the person, and they sue them to see if they can collect on this old debt. And Mary was just terrified. And as we investigated it, because she was referred by a church to us, we were able to investigate and find out it's not her. There's no way this was her debt, and be able to free her from that, but then also to be able to pursue those zombie debt collectors, to work with an attorney general, because you're not so... this won't surprise you. You're not supposed to do that, even though they do. And so somebody had to stop this group from pursuing these debts, just chasing anybody simply because they had that name. But for Mary, she was losing sleep. This could have killed her. But having somebody to step into that gap with her, pray with her, encourage her, just calm her fears and free her from that unjust debt.